Video: Food Trucks to Provide 500 Meals for Residents at Domestic Violence Shelter. By Amy Furr on April 4, 2020. Food truck workers in Sacramento, California, are making sure their most vulnerable community members do not go hungry during the coronavirus pandemic. When Sacramento Mobile Food founder Paul Summerhausen heard that St. John's Shelter needed meals for its residents, he decided to do something about it, according to KCRA. Summerhausen joined with the organization and launched a fundraising campaign called the Great Food Truck Feed, which will provide 500 meals this weekend to women and children living at the shelter. "It feels really good, to be honest," he said, adding, "The last 2 weeks have been some of the darkest weeks for our industry. This has given us a little bit of hope." The campaign's website said for every $6 donated, the trucks will provide a warm meal for one person at the shelter, and every time we reach $600 in donations, a food truck will deliver 100 meals to St. John's. The site continued. "In the past 2 weeks, local food trucks have lost over 90% of their business opportunities. These local businesses are really struggling to provide for their families and workers, and they are in desperate need of business opportunities to stay afloat. Participating in the Great Food Truck Feed will allow the food truck to make a $1 to 2 profit on each meal they provide for St. John's. Your donations can make a huge difference." So far, the campaign has raised $3,807 of its $6,000 goal. "The amount of food they are bringing is going to cover us for a couple of days. So, it's truly amazing," said volunteer and community engagement manager Karen Edwards. However, St. John's provides more than just food and shelter for its residents, according to the program's website. The site read, "We provide the ability to rise above devastating negative elements and achieve job readiness and self-sustainability. Entry into the program is limited, and each step is extremely rigorous. But those who see it through end up with rewarding, happy, and productive lives, for themselves, and for their children." Because the organization's fundraisers have been postponed and its food expenses have risen due to the coronavirus pandemic, the food truck workers are eager to help in any way they can. "For an event like this, there's not a lot of money involved with it, which is okay. Anything to keep us staying productive," said Andrew Blaskovich of Drewski's Hot Rod Kitchen.